Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
And welcome to our show. Max Schreiner's with me here this morning. Max, God uses your art to bring people to Jesus. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. That's his deal. I didn't know that was going to happen, but after God told me to be an artist and do his work, I finally went through my season of disobedience and started obeying him. Did the small sculpture of Jesus washing Peter's feet, and then I did the big life-size one, had it cast out at Eagle Bronze in Lander, Wyoming, and I started pulling that thing around on a trailer, and wherever I would go, people would come up to me and ask who that was. Who is that? What is that? And I started leading hundreds of people to Jesus just by simply answering questions, and I realized, gosh, God can use this piece of art, this piece of metal, nothing magic about it, just a piece of metal. But God can use anything, and he uses artists today, and he uses my art by the grace of God, and it's been exciting.
You know, that is interesting, because Monty was talking about this last week, about how God uses art and why him and his wife contributed, just like with you. It's because when you put this art together, there's something special about art, and God uses it to attract people.
Right.
And
right.
You're just verifying that, is that you go
That's
around.
That's why I knew the garden would work.
Because you'd already been there with a sculptor.
Yeah, we've been working at gas stations and Walmarts and Burger Kings, and where I'd sometimes spend an hour praying for people around my trailer with that sculpture.
Wait to build a 77-foot
This will work, you know.
Max, what's the miracle of the week? We talk about that every week.
Well,
what is that?
Since we're going to have Monty Paddleford back on the show today, I want to talk about one of the miracles that involves the Coming King sculpture again in Lander, Wyoming. And that sculpture you can see today now out at the Kerrville Sculpture Prayer Garden, 18-foot tall, Jesus on the white horse, quite a dynamic, big statue. But while I was making that, I did it in Lander, Wyoming, and made it out of clay, and it was so big, I just lived there at the foundry and worked on that thing, and I had it was amazing time. That visible Shekinah glory was just really manifesting in our family and in our lives, and it was on my wife Sherry and our daughter Dinah Shea. And as I worked on that sculpture, literally I could see the particles coming out of my hands and going into the clay. And I remember one time it was really hilarious that I was up there working 18 foot up in the air on a scaffolding, and I looked down and a whole bunch of little children are brought in, young people, I think grade school age, if I remember right, maybe a little older, and they're all coming up to the base of the sculpture, and I looked at that, and they said this is an art school or an art teacher, an art class there in Lander, and they heard there was a big sculpture going up, and they wanted to, you know, to see the artist. And so I looked down at that, and I looked up to my dad in heaven, and I said, you know, Lord, that looks like a congregation to me. If it's okay with you, I'm just going to talk about you. So basically, I presented the gospel from 18 foot up in the air to those all those kids. I don't know, that maybe it was 20, 25 young people, and I told them who it was, what it was, Jesus, and how to know him. And when I got through, I said, Lord, would you demonstrate your power and show them you are God? You're the real God. Everything else is counterfeit. Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit. And I said those words. I said, kids, look at your hands. And God covered all of those students with a Shekinah glory dust that looks like glitter instantly, and on their clothes, and the teacher too, who was a Baptist. And I later found out that a bunch of those kids were Mormon. And so that really shook their world. But I mean, it was a time when, you know, God had a special anointing on that sculpture, and he has it today up there at the garden. And Monty and them cast it in bronze and is using it today.
Well, listen, we got Monty Paddleford on the phone again. For the folks that have been listening the last few weeks, they know who Monty is and how important he is. But let's assume nobody knows anything about that relationship between you and him. What is the importance of Monty and Beverly Paddleford to the Cross? And you've known them a long time. They're mentors, and they also own a company called Eagle Bronze. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Eagle Bronze is one of the largest bronze foundries in the world, and they've been in business since the late 80s, and they're a real strong Christian family up in Lander, Wyoming, way in the heck out of the way, hard to get to for anybody unless you're an antelope or an elk or a mule deer. They're hard to get to, and but they do such good work, and they love the Lord so much that they've been able to make a living up there on the mountain. And because they love the Lord is why we're there, and they are the ones that God used to cast all my big monumental Christian pieces that I started doing. And then when God said, do this garden, and wanted to do that big cross and these things, I knew Sherry and I could donate our artist copy bronzes to the garden, but that big cross was going to be expensive. And I asked Monty and Beverly if they would, you know, donate their profits, or they volunteered. I can't remember if I asked them, but they volunteered to donate their profits on that big cross sculpture you see up there. And so Sherry and I helped pay the cost by the grace of God, and they donated that cross. And so it's up there today, and this garden wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the Paddlefords, and we just thank God for them.
Monty, welcome to the show. Now, do you admit knowing Max Graner?
I tell you, it's he's quite the character for those who knew him. But by all means, you know, I think he's had to put up with me through the years as well. But what a blessing Max has been. When things are a struggle, he's a person I can always call on to be there in prayer and support to he and Sherry. And but yes, you know, and what a delight it is. And I have to believe that when he finally reaches the pearly gates, he and Sherry are going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
I agree with you.
Their passion for Jesus is unexcelled with people that I've known in my life.
Why do you think God called Max and Sherry to build that garden?
You know, I think that they are people who have loved the Lord so much as we've known them since 1990, and that has always been the center part of their life as we've known them. Whenever we're together, that's all we talk about. And to take on a project like that, you need a passion for Jesus and for the vision that's been given to them. And because without the passion, because of the roadblocks that the enemy will consistently bring and constantly is bringing, I don't know that it would have been done, but they have such a passion there that they have seen this through to where you see that beautiful garden that's there today.
Monty,
and I believe it's an end-day tabernacle, and it's going to bring thousands and thousands of people to Jesus.
This garden, Monty, would not exist without you and your wife. Why did y'all give all that to this thing?
Well, that's a very humbling question to get to be a part of something like this. I mean, to think that we get to be a part of something that is bigger than us, and that would be said on Max and Sherry's part, that they would give us any kind of credit for that. But you know, we believe that the arts will be used in these last days to draw people to Jesus, and what a perfect way to do that with this garden. And I think there'll be more gardens like this. I think Max is not, this is the first one, but it won't be the last one that he and Sherry are a part of, because I believe that around the world, the Lord is going to use these gardens, the visual presence. And I believe with that, the Holy Spirit just indwells there all of the time. And anyone who has been there will sense that peace when they set foot on that mountain. So it is something that I believe the Lord is going to use ever increasingly to draw people to him as the visual arts for that.
Well, Monty, your family really loves God. Why is that?
You know, I feel very fortunate. Like many families, we've had our own struggles, and Bev and I in our early years tried to set the course for that, but Beverly's pretty perfect, but I have had my own failings, but the Lord has been faithful to bring people into our lives that have ministered to us and to our family, and so out of that has developed, I think, the knowing that God is very real. He's just not words on the pages of a book. They've had a chance to experience and see that, and so it has really deepened their faith walk as well. So we feel so fortunate that all of them are following and serving the Lord, and a number of in the arts area. And but in the beginning years, it was quite a trial. But God is faithful, and He's been there to bring us through this. And the garden, you know, I think is kind of an exclamation point on where our lives have come to at this point in our walk with Him.
Well, what He gave you, He's given you a lot of different things, but maybe be specific, Monty. What are some of the specific things that you feel that you've gotten that God has blessed you with?
You know, we have been blessed in our lives with four beautiful daughters. We have 12 grandchildren, and at least at this point in time, all of them have stayed in this community around us. And so as grandparents, we've been able to enjoy our children and grandchildren on a daily basis. And we've come across so many folks who've not had that, have been so fortunate, and so I'm forever grateful for that. But the Lord has, on a daily basis, has shown us things and had brought things, whether it's in our business, you know, we're in need of something, and many times it can be at the 11th hour, but it can be of a financial nature, it can be of a technical nature. But He has just been faithful to show Himself real in everything that we have done in our lives. And then, as you will hear from Beverly, as you go forward to visit with her, perhaps the greatest blessing is the ministry that has evolved out of some of her work, and an opportunity to be involved in something greater than ourselves, to see people healed, both physically and emotionally, through work, through sculpture, through that gives that points towards the Lord. It's been very gratifying to get to be a part of that.
Well, Max is here with me, and he was telling me that your wife, Beverly, is also an artist.
Yes, she is, and this is something that, you know, if I could just say one thing, Roy, about artists. I am not an artist, as we've talked on earlier shows. Kids used to laugh at me when we played Pictionary when they were little, and I would draw my little stick people. That's how non-artistic I am. But I would just say this, is that I come to realize through our relationship with Max and certainly with Beverly just how special artists are and what a special gift that is from God. You know, in the Bible, the first places we hear of God speaking to man is back with Bezalel when they're getting ready to build the first temple, and how He has used the artists. And as I said earlier, I believe, you know, the Lord uses the arts to draw people to Him, and the special gifting that comes to artists, whether it's in the visual arts or in the performing arts, it's a very special gift that He uses to touch people's emotions, and it is something that many of us do not have. And the fact that has happened, and we've been able to see people come to Jesus through the arts firsthand, is something that, as a technical person, I never would have thought would be possible.
You're listening to our show today about the Cross in Kerrville, and we have Monty Paddleford, along with his wife, Beverly, and Max Griner and Sherry Griner. They are the ones that donated the cross in Kerrville. And we're talking with him this morning, and with me is Max Griner. And Max, I think you've got a couple of things you want to ask Monty about.
Yeah, just, Monty, what's on your heart? You got this beautiful family and these beautiful kids and these beautiful grandkids. Can you take just a minute or two here to tell us what's on your heart right now?
You know, as a father and as a grandfather, my greatest burden now is what we can do to expand the kingdom of God and in this country to begin it, get it pointed back in the right direction. I believe that many of the ills that we see happening within this country and certainly around the world, but specifically within this country, is because God has been taken out of virtually everything, and there's an increasing desire to do that. Schools everywhere, and you know, the garden that is there in Kerrville begins to point the direction back to the Lord, I believe, in a very visible way. And so the burden that I carry, as long as I can take breath, will be to do what I can to try to restore God's rightful place in our country. Because without that, we will only continue to fall further and further into what I think is just a vast chasm as we drift away from Him. And this country is going to get worse and worse, whether we're talking violence or the morality. We are in chaos, and it's because God has been taken out of the center of our society.
Thank you. Monty, thank you so much for being with us. Monty Paddleford, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you being with us here. And Max, any closing comments real quick?
Just that everybody needs good friends like Monty and Beverly Paddleford. In this life, we don't get too many really great friends, but everybody needs some like the Paddlefords.
And how can they reach us if they want to get more information about the cross in Kerrville?
Okay, it's just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and then thecrossatkerrville.org. And if you want to check out the foundry, you can go to eaglebronze.com.
All right, thanks for listening this week. I'm Roy Holly. So long.
Here's Sherry Griner with this week's Vista Comments.
Hi there. So glad that you're with us again this week. I have some really good quotes that they always come in, and they're all good, and I just really enjoy reading these to you. The first one comes from Molly Courtright from Forney, Texas. She says, "Good evening. I wanted to send you all a quick note and let you know what an incredible experience I had at the Empty Cross a week or so ago. My students and I traveled to Kerrville for our school's state one-act play competition, planning to spend all of our time preparing and competing. Friday morning before our rehearsal, we sat in the lobby of our hotel and read Jesus Calling as a cast, as we often do, and prayed about our day. One of the hosts at the front desk overheard us and mentioned your prayer garden as somewhere we might be interested in. We had a busy rest of our day, but I plan to take my kids there after dinner for a time of devotion before competition for the next day. After dinner, we were exhausted, and the kids and adult chaperones grumbled a little bit about the fact that I still wanted to visit the cross. However, as we walked up to the cross, all that changed. I can't quite explain to you what happened, but as we stepped into the view of the cross and we could hear the music playing, their whole demeanor changed. Each one began to break off by themselves or in small groups and started their own self-guided, unhindered time of prayer. Each one, adults included, wept as they prayed. We all gathered together at the end and had some time of devotion together, and then a big group hug. We went to Kerrville for a competition, which did not end the way we would have liked. But each one of us agreed it was not the reason God had us there. Each of my students, chaperones, and myself had a life-changing, encouraging, spirit-filled experience there, and for that I want to thank you. I consider myself lucky that I get to have those precious moments with my students. I will forever send people straight to that empty cross whenever they are in Kerrville." And this was Molly Courtright, Forney, Texas. And the next one comes from beautiful Carmel, California. and it was sent in by Sue Wilcock. Sue says, "This is just wonderful, incredible, marvelous. You have done a beautiful job." And my very last one for today will be, "Congratulations on 14 years of hard work for the Lord. Well done." This was from Bill William Rector from Kerrville, Texas. And that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.